Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, November 28th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles discussing sphere of influence study. Annual downtown lighting ceremony tonight. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low 70s. It's 34 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The City of Paso Robles has been in the process of identifying areas to add or remove for its decennial Sphere of Influence Municipal Services Review. This review identifies the probable future limits and service areas to the city, reviewed alongside the San Luis Obispo Local Agency Formation Commission, or LAFCO. LAFCO has recommended several areas be removed from the city's sphere of influence, including the East Chandler Ranch area, West 19th Street, North Vine Street, and Nacimiento Lake Drive near Mustang Springs Road. The public comment period for the proposed sphere of influence and municipal services review studies are available until December 10th. The City Council will also discuss in its next meeting on Tuesday, December 2nd at 6 p.m. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. Annual Paso Robles Downtown Lighting Ceremony tonight. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. The City of Paso Robles downtown lighting ceremony will be tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Enjoy candlelight caroling, live music, coffee and cocoa, greetings from city officials, and the arrival of special guests, Mrs. Claus, the Elves, and Mr. Grinch. Come celebrate the start of the holiday season in this free event. Downtown Paso Robles businesses will also be holding a holiday shopping bingo event this Saturday, November 29th. In commemoration of Small Business Saturday, local shops will highlight handcrafted gifts, local art, unique clothing, artisan goods, and dining. Participating businesses will be offering holiday shopping bingo pages. Completed blackout cards can be turned in for a chance at $350, $150, and $75 gift cards at participating locations. The deadline to purchase tickets for the Templeton Christmas Tree Auction is approaching. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce invite you to this festive night at Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero, Thursday, December 4th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. This night will honor Templeton's finest and support local nonprofits. Templeton Citizen of the Year for 2025 is the German family of Templeton Feed and Grain. Two outstanding businesses, ABI Engineering and Waste Connections Chicago Landfill, will also be honored. And of course, the night will have the annual beloved Christmas Tree Auction, where fully decorated trees with themed gifts go to the highest bidders and raise funds for local charities. The evening will also feature delicious food and live entertainment. You can go to PasRobblesChamber.com to purchase your individual ticket or a table for 10. Tickets will go on sale for the 35th annual Victorian Teddy Bear Tea starting Monday, December 1st. This event, hosted by the Paso Robles Main Street Association for the Children of Paso Robles, will be held Saturday, December 20th. Children are invited to bring their favorite teddy bears to the Teddy Bear Fair, held at the Paso Robles Park Ballroom, 1232 Park Street, from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets include snacks, refreshments, a commemorative teacup saucer, drawings, dancing, and special guests. Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow Queen and King, the Mischievous Elves, and Victorian Friends. Tickets are $10 per child and $20 per adult. Adults must purchase a ticket themselves if they wish to accompany their child to the event. Tickets can be purchased at my805tix.com starting December 1st. A reminder that city facilities for Paso Robles will remain closed today. The library will also remain closed through Saturday, November 29th. In sports for the NFL, the Cowboys beat the Chiefs yesterday 31-28. The Packers over the Lions 31-24. The Bengals beat the Ravens 32-14. Tonight, the Bears will face the Eagles. In the NBA, tonight, the Clippers will face the Grizzlies, the Lakers will go against the Mavericks, the Kings will face the Jazz. In high school football, tonight, the Templeton Eagles will host Emmanuel from Reedley in their final game of the CIF Division IV playoffs. The Eagles are undefeated so far this season. Game starts at 7 p.m. In Division II, Oreo Grande will travel to Bakersfield. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California headline news. Crowds are hitting the stores this Black Friday looking for deals. At the Citadel Outlets in Commerce, which opened at 8 last night, this shopper explains why he got an early start.
I think it depends on someone's personality type. Me personally, I need to have it as soon as like I want it. I don't really like waiting or, you know, seeing the delivery status.
The National Retail Federation predicting almost 187 million of us will shop between now and Cyber Monday. That's nearly 3 million more than last year. An investigation continues into an attempted burglary of a Studio City home. This neighbor explains why he thinks it's happening now.
This is what happens this time of year in particular because it's darker out. There's a lot of people that are out either on vacation or they're out shopping.
There were no injuries. No reports of injuries or damage after a series of earthquakes in the Inland Empire. A magnitude 3.8 in Idlewild last night, 3.5 and 2.5 aftershocks, a 3.2 in Santa Barbara. John Gilliland, California News.
This Thanksgiving, bring extra flavor and quality to your holiday table with Eggland's Best Eggs. From creamy deviled eggs to hearty stuffing and savory casseroles, Eggland's Best adds that special touch to make every dish unforgettable. Packed with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Feel your best this holiday season with the wholesome goodness of Eggland's Best Eggs. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California's iconic navel orange, a signature citrus fruit for the fresh market, arrived in produce aisles right on time this year. Picking started October 9th in Kern County, historically the first region to begin navel orange harvest. Absence of a late summer heat wave and cooler October weather helped the crop reach maturity at the normal time, said Matt Watkins of Bee Sweet Citrus, a grower, packer, and shipper in Fresno County. As fruit color maturity develop, harvest will accelerate and move north to other counties. Navel oranges are harvested from fall through spring and may continue into the summer depending on markets and fruit quality. Early and late varieties help spread out the harvest season, giving growers an opportunity to hit markets when prices are good. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, sunny on Friday next week. Upper 60s Sunday, mid-60s on Monday and Tuesday, low 60s Wednesday, mid-60s on Thursday, 66 a week from today. Currently, it is 35 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
U.S. stock trading is up and running as the Chicago Mercantile Exchange resumes most operations after an hours-long outage caused by a data center glitch. CME is the world's biggest exchange operation. The Starbucks Workers Union is expanding its strike on Black Friday to more than 120 stores and 85 cities. Black Friday also seeing workers go on strike at Amazon warehouses in Germany. Legendary Italian fashion house Armani announcing it has appointed a new board to guide the company during its transition period following the death of its founder Giorgio Armani earlier this year. Eight members chosen by the Armani Foundation and the designer's heirs will sit on the board, including former Gucci CEO Marco Bizzarri. The U.S. stock market is closing early today at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. You'll find exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 50% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Don't miss the annual Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony this Friday starting at 5:30 in the Downtown City Park. Mrs. Claus arrives from the North Pole to make sure Paso Robles has the holiday spirit with candlelight community caroling. Some of Santa's elves will be there along with the Snow King and Queen. Kick off the holiday season at the Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony and Cancer Support Community Lights of Hope this Friday starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Downtown City Park Bandstand.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on-site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours, 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Hometown service and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition. On the right choice.
Oh, I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes, and she says,
KPRL.
And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand, squeezes it, and says,
KPRL.
And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not
loving me,
then all I gotta say, God didn't make
the morning exchange.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, no sound off. Darsh and Kenny have the holiday Friday off, so I've got some specials, and of course it always pertains to the holiday. So enjoy that this afternoon, and also would like to let you know that the happy camper is a winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place this week. She was one of the qualifiers on trivia, so happy camper. You got 30 days, don't count today and the weekends, though, when there's nobody here at the office, but always call ahead at 238-5775. The office is closed today, and congratulations once again to the happy camper. All righty, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, to join us on Freedom of Speech. All right, and let's see here. I got an email. Something in Chicago. I don't know. Says, flew to Chicago and saw MACC live Monday night. I'm assuming that's flew to Chicago and saw Paul McCartney. Lifelong dream, fantastic. All right. Lifelong dream. It's on somebody's bucket list. That's good. Chris, is there anybody that's on your bucket list as far as concerts?
Green Day.
They still touring?
I think so.
Okay. I imagine they're pretty expensive.
That and I just don't really get the time as often as I'd like.
Okay. Well, I don't think they're becoming to Paso, will they?
I doubt it. The closest I think we've gotten before is The Offspring at Vina Robles Amphitheater 1 year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a nice venue out there. It is expensive, but it's a nice venue. So it's, you know, we always want to compare things. So if you're going to one of these things that you really want to go to, it ain't going to be for $10. Those days are long gone, okay? So if it's, you know, something like, you know what, I really want to see them before they retire or, you know, whatever, I'm just going to bite the bullet and do it. We do that when we take our kids to Disneyland anyway. So you might as well do it as an adult again, because they've been around for a while. They've been around, what, 30 years?
Yeah, somewhere along those lines, late 90s. So, yeah, almost 30 years at this point.
Okay.
So who knows if they're still even doing tours?
Well, you can look it up. All right, here, another one on the email. Kevin, so your wife cooked all day and you didn't help out. Well, yes, I did. I took the garbage out. That's helping out, isn't it?
What about the dishes?
I generally do dishes.
Okay.
Not all the time. But in this case, no, not yesterday. I think she put them in the dishwasher. We only use the dishwasher once or twice a month, so I think that may have been the day for it, though.
I've never had a dishwasher before, so I forget those things exist.
Well, they come in handy from time to time when you just don't feel like doing it.
Oh, absolutely. I can only imagine what it's like to just be like, you know what? I don't feel like doing the dishes today, but they're going to get done anyway by a machine.
By a machine, but, like, you know, it's only two of us, so we don't need to, you know, when we're done, it's, you know, it takes a couple of minutes to do the plates anyway, so why not do them? And, I mean, you could load up the dishwasher over, you know, 4 or 5 days and do it, but, you know, everybody has their own little thing that they want. I hate unloading it. I mean, that's how lazy we are, or at least I am. I hate unloading the dishwasher. I would almost rather wash as I go along, which I generally do when I cook. But all right, so glad you enjoyed the Paul McCartney in concert type of thing. And let's see here. The Paris meeting, okay, well, thanks. That'll be a news story for next week, probably. And also, you know, we mentioned this, I don't know how many months ago, on the fact that the younger generation and is not drinking alcohol, all kinds of alcohol, as much as prior generations. And one of the things that is, and Chris is, you've mentioned this, that more of the kids were going to other things such as cannabis, right?
Yeah, cannabis was, I don't want to say it was popular, but it was a little bit more normalized than you would expect because growing up, let's say, you know, early elementary school, the whole cannabis, you know, is bad, don't do drugs sort of thing was very, very prominent. And yet by the time you get into high school, cannabis was a much more accepted form of consumption.
As opposed to alcohol.
No, I'd say that they were both more or less accepted. You know, because, you know, teens want to be cool, they'll drink and smoke cannabis, that kind of stuff. On the note of alcohol, though, I do wonder if there's... I know consumption overall is down, and especially in something like wine, but I wonder if in place of that, other kinds have gone up, because I rarely hear from my peers about them drinking wine, but when it comes to stuff like, let's say, whiskey or vodka, they seem to be more enthused about that.
So they're in their mid to late 20s.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay, and again, since I don't drink hard alcohol, and I have in well over 30 years, and I've never had wine, I'm just guessing that wine may be an older consumption. Again, I have no way to prove it, but I'm just guessing. As opposed to the hard, you know, the vodka or the whiskey and all that kind of stuff. So, but also the, in addition to less, they are also more of a percentage are going with cannabis regarding that. So I went and I'm trying to find, and there is some long-term ramifications regarding this. One is obvious, the less consumption of the alcohol, not just for the younger generation, but in general, is obviously the improved health. And it just, it's healthier for you. We know, all of us know that. All of us know that. But when it comes to other things, such as the economy, it can have a pretty big effect on the economy overall. You know, a lot of places, they rely on the alcohol number or money to, you know, do okay. And so they're finding that socialization, such as, you know, going out to bars and some other places, even a big dinner and so forth, that people are consuming less than that, and these places aren't getting as much money overall. So you have the changing trends and so forth. So anyway, another reason for the decline in the alcohol consumption is the cost of it. Now, I know particularly in wines, some have lowered, and just in general, everything is more expensive now. So people, I guess this is good too, they're using better judgment on, well, you know what? It'd be nice to buy a bottle of Jack, but I need food. Something as simple as I need food. So anyway, this will be interesting to see how it plays out down the road over the years regarding that, because it's a big economy here in the United States of America. Watch any, you know, just watch television and you'll see all the alcohol commercials that are on there. And they do that because they've been making money and it works. Advertising does work. So long-term ramifications, one will eventually, we will find out about that. So anyway, also some little information regarding this holiday season, and it should come as no surprise to those of you who get things delivered. Watch, there are more and more people going out and stealing, these porch pirates. They have become more sophisticated, and they are, I don't know how they do that. I really don't. And what can be done? Well, I don't know. Well, you could just not order. That's home security cameras and stuff. But the home security cameras are great. However, your package is gone. Okay, so just be careful. Make a decision, and probably whoever you deal with regarding that when you're having things delivered, maybe they have a site or a number you can call to find out to minimize this. But this is becoming more and more prevalent, and it's not just necessarily, you know, an individual or two, although that certainly takes place. These are becoming rings, pirate rings, porch pirate rings, a sophisticated theft ring that monitors deliveries with inside information. So, and again, I'm not picking out any company here in particular, but just for example, you know, the FedEx or some of these other things. So apparently there's inside information that's going out, and these people are coming into, and not just urban areas, rural communities as well. Which to me, that would be a little bit more dangerous, but again, if they're sophisticated enough and have the guts enough, well, they're going to go ahead and do that. So again, during the holiday season, beware, just like we have to constantly from the DA's office or the sheriff's office remind you on the phone calls that you get for the scammers out there. It's just never ending. And also the fact that your cars in the parking lots and so forth, again, I'm seeing more stories where people, particularly single, well, not necessarily, I don't mean single, but female by themselves, parking lot with packages and so forth, they are, these dirt bags are becoming more blatant. They're just coming up and taking things and taking off. So, again, be nice to know how to defend yourself, or just beware, walk with authority and your head up, and get in and get out as ASAP. It's unfortunate we live in times like this where this has to happen, because you're out shopping, having a good time, and you have to be overly concerned. I guess overly is not the best word, but to be concerned about the amount of dirt bags out there that want to ruin it for you. So
Anyway, just a couple of things for the heads up here as we get into the full swing, particularly on this Black Friday. And again, Chris, I'm going to have to go to you because I don't know.
All right, what do we have?
The Black Friday thing, kids from your generation. Is that a big deal?
I would probably say so. In fact, I was a bit late to the party, actually. I remember one time in middle school, people were talking about it. Like, middle school, you know, I was 12, 13 years old or so. And I was like, what's Black Friday? I didn't know what it was.
Okay, so were kids that young going?
Maybe they were going
with their parents.
Probably something along those lines, yes.
Okay, would it interest you to attend Black Friday and battle the crowds?
I do most of my shopping online, so nope, no siree.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I would have no interest in that anyway. But anyway, again, you know, people may go out and have some fun, and I don't recall as many as years ago where, not when it first started, but there would be national stories of people getting into fights over the Tickle Me Elmo doll, the last one on the shelf, and you know, all the other nonsense with the big screen TVs, and you know, again, adults getting into fights over this stuff. So
it could get pretty crazy. But do you know one of the conspiracies about Black Friday deals that people talk about?
No.
That they just end up raising the price a few weeks before Black Friday so that the quote-unquote sale is what the price was a few months ago. So, like, let's say in June you got a TV that's $800, and then a few months later they raise it up to $1,000, and then Black Friday they put it back down to $800 again. Ooh, I got a $200 off. That's a steal.
Well, that's, you know, again, this was several months ago after the Trump tariffs, and this story just disappeared from the face of the earth. I was never able to find anything about it, and it was reported that particularly Walmart, they were raising prices on products that were not affected by the tariff, and they were saying because, well, we have to raise the price on it because of the tariffs, because of Trump. And I forget, I don't think it was Fox News where I saw the story either. And could never find it after that. Because I remember I brought it up on the air. Like, okay, this is Walmart. That's a pretty big deal. And apparently, you know, supposedly that they were raising the prices on things that had, the tariffs had no impact on. And so is that ripping off the consumer? All right. So.
That's a good question.
Nothing came of it. So. Let's see here. This may be a goofy thing here on the email. Did you know by replacing your potato chips and candy bars with grapefruit as a snack, you can lose up to 90% of what little joy you still have left in your life?
That's pretty good.
It is. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a guy the other day about something along these lines that, you know, your doctor tells you to, you know, the do's and don'ts. And again, most of us know what's, you know, good for us and so forth. And yeah, we probably have a tendency from time to time to maybe overdo it something with what you like. But, you know, unless it's a dire situation, is when you deprive yourself of some of the things you like, I think it makes it worse. So if you can just kind of, you know,
moderate?
Moderate, yeah. Moderate. You know, just kind of control yourself a little bit. You can still enjoy it without the guilt or getting yelled at by your doctor, because your doctor knows anyway. Just don't think you're fooling him. You know, do you eat potatoes? Well, no. Oh, really? Well, why is your blood pressure so high, or, you know, whatever. So anyway, just a couple of things, but it is a holiday season, so I guess we're not going to kind of limit what we are. We're going to go for it and pay the price, and we do it every year. So it's an ongoing tradition in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. And look at it this way, you are keeping your doctors employed and any other health things that you have. So we're going to head this way, exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Tickets will go on sale for the 35th annual Victorian Teddy Bear Tea starting Monday, December 1st. This event, hosted by the Paso Robles Main Street Association for the Children of Paso Robles, will be held Saturday, December 20th at the Paso Robles Park Ballroom. Tickets are $10 per child and $20 per adult. Adults must purchase a ticket if they wish to accompany their child to the event. Downtown Paso Robles businesses will be holding a holiday shopping bingo event this Saturday, November 29th. In commemoration of Small Business Saturday, local shops will highlight handcrafted gifts, local art, unique clothing, artisan goods, and dining. Shopping bingo pages will be available. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 70s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. A sad update on the two National Guard members shot near the White House on Wednesday.
20-year-old National Guard Specialist Sarah Beckstrom died Thursday after being shot by an Afghan national near the White House. 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, who was also attacked, is currently fighting for his life.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, that Afghan national accused of the shooting, now facing upgraded charges, and President Trump says he'll ban migration from third world countries. A fleet of UPS planes grounded following a deadly crash in Kentucky, not expected to be back in service during the peak holiday season.
UPS says it now expects it will be several months before its McDonnell Douglas MD-11 fleet returns to service as it works to meet FAA guidelines.
Fox's Angelo Bavaro. America is listening to Fox News.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people. And this holiday season, you're covered. We have Diesel Fresh whole turkeys, just $3.99 a pound, or $5.99 a pound for the organic. Farmer John sliced half hams, $3.49 a pound. Mrs. Cuppison stuffing, two for just $5. We have Marie Callender's pies, just $6.99 each. And produce, premium yams, 99 cents a pound. Jumbo pineapples, $4.99. each. 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 99 cents, and Martinelli's sparkling cider, two for just $6. In the deli, let us do the work. Hot and ready oven roasted turkey breast, just $10.99 a pound, plus all the holiday sides ready to go. And don't forget the fresh baked sourdough and homemade pies in our bakery. We'll even let you take credit. It's great. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Stop by and say hi anytime. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero, real food from local people. And see our ad weekly at Valley Fresh Market.
Newsflash! Wine Country Theater presents the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
But there's a twist. It's a live radio play.
Travel back to the golden age of radio, where every sound effect, every voice is performed live for you on stage.
It's the story you love, told in a way you've never seen
or heard before.
Wine Country Theater presents It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, November 29th through December 14th. For ticket information, go to winecountrytheater.org.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool and Spa Supply. We provide weekly pool and spa maintenance to keep your water crystal clear. We are pool and spa professionals, so we are able to do any repairs you might need. Stop by the shop anytime for a free water analysis or just ask a question from your local pool and spa experts. Paso Pool and Spa Supply is in the Albertson Shopping Center by the UPS store in Paso Robles.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Going to be a nice day. 70, sunshine. Few clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. A little chilly, lows in the upper 30s, and a few passing clouds. Otherwise, generally sunny on your Saturday. with highs expected in the upper 60s. We should do upper 60s again on Sunday, then Monday, mid-60s, mid-60s Tuesday. Wednesday, clouds and sunshine, low 60s, same Thursday, and then mid-60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 6:52 a.m., 4:51 p.m. We're at 38. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. The right choice, AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM, and it is 10 and a half minutes away from 8 o'clock. And we do have this thing called the Community Calendar, which is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought, well, I already told you, it's brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Let's see what we have here. The Paso Robles Democratic Club will present its second annual Steve Martin Community Service Award to Dr. Susan Robinson for her outstanding work in both women's health care and end of life. And that ceremony will take place at the, where will it take place? Oh, it will take place at the Quail Run Community Center, December 17th at 5:30. And tickets are available at PasoRoblesDemocrats.org. That's PasoRoblesDemocrats.org. Also on the community calendar, let's see here, it's coming up this Sunday. The North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association, it's Classics and More. And this is, let's see here, 3 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church on Creston Road. And enjoy that. You can go to nsloCCA.org for more information. That's North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association this Sunday, 3 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran. All righty, there you have it, and your community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at reasonable prices. 8 and a half minutes away from 8 at the right choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. And remember, they have beautiful jewelry and on-site repairs in their modern, state-of-the-art repair shop. Okay, let's get yesterday's birthdays in. Julio Flores, Caleb Blythe, Daryl Drum, Beth Tuttle, Willie Storms, Alexandria Mariscal, Ron Gallagher, Lisa Davis, Richard Sutton, Richard Cummings, Jerry Boxer, and Mel and Diane Hansey. Mike Turnquist having a birthday today. Randy Harris, Natalie McCall, Cletus Moore, Barbara Safer, Kenneth Vandergon, Bailey Miranda, Jonathan Chitwood, Carl Sullivan, Mike Sanders Jr., and Tom Frucci, Ebert Huga, and we go to Saturday. Cody McNamara, John Haskins, Mark Schmitz, Allie Kemp, Fred and Kathy Roy, Dewey and Heather Stroud are having an anniversary. All right, Sunday's local, Tom McNamara, Crystal Dallier, Dylan Isaacs, Paul Heating, Edie Thomas, Lucas Turnquist, Nick Otto, Kathy Benelli, Dr. Brad's having a birthday. How about that? Brad Dick, Ed Gallagher, Rebecca Ronquilla, and Jenna Jesperson. Those are your local celebrities. Do to them or treat them as, well, big guy upstairs knows. All right, on my right-hand side, the designer of the Lincoln Memorial, which is impressive. Get a chance. Recommend highly to go see it. 1866, 1924. We also have on the list here, Wes Westrum. He was a catcher with the Giants and also was a manager. 1922, he was also a manager with the Mets. He died in 2002. Gloria Graham, she was a very good actress. Matter of fact, she is in A Wonderful Life. 1923 and 1981, I think in Oklahoma. Is she the one that sings I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No? One of the great record producers of all time, Motown Records, Mr. Berry Gordy, 1929. Hope Lang, the actress, 1933. She passed away in 2003. Onward on the list, Hey Baby, They're Playing a Song, Bruce Chanel, 1940.
One of the great wide receivers of all time and extremely graceful, Paul Warfield, 1942. Take a letter, Maria Singer, Sam Cook's nephew. R.B. Greaves, 1943, 2012. Randy Newman, 1943. I'm trying to see here who else we... Oh, member of the Dolphins, teammate of Paul Warfield, Mr. Vern Dan Herter. He was born in 1948. And also a guy that was mentioned the other day here on the show, Paul Schaefer, 1949. Ed Harris, 1950. Judd Nelson, 1959. John Stewart, the comedian, actor, and not game show, but the host of The Daily Show or whatever. He was born in 1962. Pretty good shortstop out of North Carolina and played with the Oakland A's. I think he was a rookie of the year. I think he's manager now of the Braves. Walt Weiss, I'll get it, 1963. John Burkett, pretty good pitcher, 1964. Troubled basketball player, Roy Tarpley, 1964, 2015. Very good third baseman, played for the Giants and others, World Series champ. Matt Williams, 1965, everybody's favorite model. Anna Nicole Smith, 1967, 2007. Dale Carter, good DB out of the University of Tennessee, 1969. Mm-hmm. Looking on here, we have... Karen Gillian, the actress, 1987, and Adam Hicks, the actor, 1992. All righty, passing away on this day. Who do we have? That's a very good question. Good riddance to Jeffrey Dahmer, 1994. The captain of the Hindenburg, Mac Purse, he died in 1960. Remember the Hindenburg? It crashed in 1937. Also, the inventor of hoops, basketball, James Nesmith. He died in 1939. And, this Airplane was a funny movie, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Leslie Nielsen died in 2010. Very good player with the New York Yankees, Gil McDougall. No-nonsense guy. He died in 2010. Also passing away from Steppenwolf, Jerry Edmonton. He died in 1993. Gary Moore, the Gary Moore Show, and I've Got a Secret Host, and to tell the truth, 1993, and I believe that is, that is it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list today, he was, almost anybody, wouldn't you say, that ends up a professional athlete was a pretty good athlete. Well, he was known for his speed, fluid moves, grace, and jumping ability. Well, that jumping ability also, he was quite the track star in high school and at The Ohio State University. Yes, indeed. He was so good at the broad jump that he was a prospect for the Olympics. However, he decided to play professional football. And at Ohio State, he was a star running back and a defensive back. But when he was drafted in the first round, 11th overall, by the Cleveland Browns in 1964, they made him a wide receiver. And it was a pretty darn good choice because he went on to have a Hall of Fame career. He was an 8-time Pro Bowler, 2-time NFL receiving touchdown leader, the All-Decade team, the 100th anniversary all-time team, 2-time Super Bowl champion, and he was also an NFL champion with those 1964 Cleveland Browns. So he's got 3 rings, and in addition to that, he has a 4th because he was a national champion at The Ohio State University. Now, again, you have to remember the era that he played in. They didn't throw the ball a lot. However, even, with the Browns, because they had a pretty good running back by the name of Jim Brown, and when he went to the Dolphins, they also had a tandem of running backs, not only Jim Kick and Larry Zonka, but the amazing Mercury Morris. With that said, he still caught 85 touchdowns in his career and over 8,000 yards. Again, think of the times they didn't throw that much. And the rules with the defensive backs way back when, too, they can get away with a lot. Now, he also averaged over 20 yards per reception, and he's tied for 4th highest among with at least 200 career receptions and the highest among players with at least 300 receptions. That says a lot. At the time of his retirement, his postseason receiving yards were the 2nd highest in the history of the NFL, trailing only Fred Biletnikoff. Paul Warfield to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all.
The City of Paso Robles downtown lighting ceremony will be tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Enjoy candlelight caroling, live music, coffee and cocoa, greetings from city officials, and the arrival of special guests, including Mrs. Claus, the Elves, and Mr. Grinch. The deadline to purchase tickets for the Templeton Christmas Tree Auction is approaching. This festive night at the Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero will be held Thursday, December 4th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 70s. It's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Paul Warfield admitted years later that he had really no desire to be traded to the Miami Dolphins. However, the Browns used their pick to trade to get Purdue University quarterback Mike Phipps. The trade is considered one of the most lopsided in NFL history. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.